What you're seeing is the Amazon attacked by a panther by August Kiss and the Lion Fighter by Albert Wolff. They're copies, they're castings of originals that sit outside the National Museum in Berlin, in Germany.
Placing them in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art was very much an indication of Philadelphia's cultural coming of age, something that citizens could be proud of. The intent was to impress. They were civic bling. I'm Thayer Tolles. I am a curator in the Department of American Paintings and Sculpture at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, and I oversee the American Sculpture Holdings.
And I'm Ann Kuttner at the University of Pennsylvania. I co-edited the book Antiquity and Its Interpreters on ancient Greece and Rome and how people have seen them ever since. The original of the Amazon was made in 1843 and the Lion Fighter 15 years later in 1858. And of course, this isn't how people dressed in 19th century times. People saw them and they understood that you make it naked and you're in antiquity. And is a style popular then, called neoclassical, because it's heavily influenced by the classical era of Greek and Roman art.
The Amazon was considered one of the great highbrow sculptures of the 19th century, but it also has quite a popular entertainment factor. An excitement and a sense of action. The Amazon has her spear back and is about to lunge it into the lion. And the same thing holds true of the lion attacking. The marks of his claws are visible on the side of the horse. The rider pulls his spear back to drive it into the lion. These are works that really encourage you to move around them because the narrative unfolds 360 degrees.
The Amazon sculpture is quite dynamic. It's quite exciting. It's a lot going on, a lot to look at. You want to know what's going to happen in the next scene because it looks like an even match here between the lady and the panther. I'm Judith Schechter. I'm an artist from Philadelphia. I work in the medium of stained glass. And her hair is great. It forms almost a corona around her head. So she's got like beams of hair, which add to the drama of the scene. Amazons were supposed to be another race of these sort of giantesses who were super strong. And Americans were very interested in the part of the world they came from, Asia Minor and Turkey, around there.
During the 19th century, there was a fine line between what was popular culture and what was high art, and oftentimes they were the same people who were going to see P.T. Barnum were also going to see highbrow art, and in these sculptures, they were mixed, because for the 19th century viewer, this was about as exciting a form of entertainment as it got.